we're walking in. We aren't coming over to this side of the room.
It's a little weird. It's probably the best way to describe it. Just a little different. Obviously, spent a lot of great years here, and used to heading the other way.
How's the adjustment been to being back in the room?
It's been good. Yeah, it's you know, knowing a lot of guys in that room, you know, makes it a lot easier, and you know, just to feel comfortable in the room and knowing people there. You know, then on the ice, it's took a couple games, but you know, you feel comfortable getting back into the system that they play there and the expectations. So it's been a lot of fun.
Blake's in the Jets dressing room, that it almost doesn't feel real still, like you're going to come back off of injury or something like that. Has it fully sunk in for you?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of weird. I saw some of the guys last night, and it doesn't feel like I've been gone that long. So I guess because it's happening so quick, maybe. It feels a little weird still, but you know, like I said, when you spend that much time with the same group of guys and the same organization, it's gonna be a little weird coming back and playing in that rink against, you know, a lot of friends on the other side.
What was it like jumping into that race that you guys are in right now? It's pretty intense.
Yeah, it's fun. You know, that was, you know, the most exciting prospect of going to Chicago and feeling like you had a chance to win and be a part of a long playoff stretch. So, you know, just trying to enjoy that and get back in the win column here.
Was there some relief not to have that captain commitment?
No, I mean, it's definitely different going into a room. You know, this team's got a lot of great leaders on it. And I guess in some sense it takes some of the pressure off. At the same time, I think you still want to be yourself and bring, you know, your leadership qualities, you know, to the table when they're needed.
Did your family stay here?
Yeah, they're still here. They're coming. They're actually coming tomorrow. So that'll be that's been the toughest part, is being away from them. So it'll be nice to have them in Chicago.
Andrew, with a straight face, Buff said this morning he looked forward to shooting a puck at you and maybe running you into the boards. A reaction to that?
Yeah, I already told him. I got an elbow coming from if he's coming, so he might end up with a bloody nose.
And did your wife have the baby yet?
No, she doesn't have it yet.
Andrew, what was that day like in Dallas? You know, everybody kind of talked about what could happen and then it actually did.
Yeah, it's never easy. You know, it's kind of weird because I think we knew it was coming, and you just don't know when. So you're just kind of sitting there and waiting. And I guess it was nice to have the opportunity to see the guys before I left, and they stayed over in Dallas at night. So I got to spend some time with them and say proper goodbyes, which is always nice when you know you spent the past 5 years day in, day out with a group of guys. To be able to, you know, say goodbye properly is nice.
You might have answered it when you talked about the adjustment process being back in that room, but does a part of you appreciate that if you were going to get traded, that you got traded to a team that you already knew?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I was definitely happy and excited that I was going back to an organization and team that I was used to, and it's not, I mean, you know, the guys in the room that I played with are obviously there, but there's always the training staff and you know, management people that you're comfortable with, and so that part's been seamless. And then Q, I know what to expect from Joel, and I know what he wants from me, and that makes it a lot easier when you're going to a new group.
Do you expect it to be a little bit emotional for you when you get out there tonight?
I don't know. To be honest with you, there's been so much going on and it's happened pretty quick that I haven't had much time to think about it. But I'm not sure what to expect at this point, but it'll be nice just to get out there and start playing.
You said you don't really know what to expect, but do you think that the fans, or are you expecting kind of a warm response from them?
I don't know. I hope so. You know, I always enjoyed my time here and I think they appreciated what I brought to the table. So I think we have a mutual respect for one another, and I think you're always hoping for cheers.
What's the interaction been like with fans in Chicago when you've come
here? It's been good, yeah. It's you know, the team's definitely a lot more popular than when I was there even. You know, they've won two championships since then, and You definitely recognize a little more now than we were back in 2010, but it's just a great city to be a part of, a great sports city, and they have great fans too, so it's been fun to go back and experience that again.
It looks like you're back up with Taves. Is that a line that you feel as if you've been able to generate some chemistry or that you're getting there with it?
Yeah, I think the last time we played together, we started to get things rolling, but we're getting beat pretty handily by LA, so we're switching things up and trying different things too. So, we're trying. I think there's something there. So, try to keep plugging away and start to put some goals in that one way or another.
The sentiment from fans, or one more here. The sentiment from the team and fans when you arrived in Chicago was welcome home. Did it feel a little bit like coming home from the experience you had there before?
From the standpoint of knowing a lot of people there, and anytime you play in a city for 3 years and had the success that we did, you get to know a lot of people, around hockey and away from the game too. So it's been nice to reconnect with all those people, and I guess in that sense, you could say that.